Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here. I got swayed. And we are live across America and around the world at CRNTalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, his latest, The Science of Fear. And then in the second hour, the one and only Selwyn Duke with A New American. Designed Ignorance Liberal Mom's Letter describes school, a school that is, dystopia. And a lot of good ones there from Selwyn Duke. Let me see here. Oh, yes, of course. You know, Christmas comes around but once a year, and I've got my favorite song, and we're going to do it right now. It is from the ACLU Choir, and if they don't say Merry Christmas.
If you don't say Merry Christmas in the window, no, you don't.
Now let's see, if not for Christ's nativity, no silent night or first Noels, no Santa's sleigh or jingle bells, no star atop the Christmas tree, no special day for family, no bells that ring for angels' wings, no dolls and trains as Santa brings, no drummer boys or Tiny Tim, no Mr. Scrooge, we all know him, no list of who's been good or bad, well, maybe that won't be too sad. No candy canes or mistletoe, no Christmas lights out in the snow, no stockings hung with so much care, hoping Santa finds them there. And one more thing, there wouldn't be no partridge in a pear, rub-a-bum-bum. If you don't see me,
and Merry Christmas to you, too, and thank you, Suede. You know, it's kind of strange when I first ran across that song, and I was reading something, I guess, you know, on the Internet, and I said, ACLU, my goodness, why would they do a Christmas song, you know? But here it is. It's the ACLU actually stands for the American Christian Life United Choir. The American Christian Life United Choir, A-C-L-U. LU. How clever, I said, yes, and stop sending me those masks for Christmas. Yes, all right. In the news, a company is reporting booming sales of Let's Go Brandon wrapping paper in the run-up to Christmas. They say the demand is so high for the anti-Joe Biden wrapper that conservative apparel and accessories company Bring Ammo, they say it has printed 260,000 square feet of Let's Go Brandon paper. Now, that's enough to cover six NFL football fields. Bring Ammo says it's selling a whopping 3,000 pounds of the viral phrase theme paper ahead of Christmas. Let's Go Brandon has swept through sporting events, social media, and the music charts. The phrase even goes into workout groups of the fitness company before it was banned. Let's Go Brandon took the place of F. Joe Biden chants after a reporter mistook the anti-Biden yelling for cries of support for a NASCAR driver, and his name was Brandon. Isn't it amazing how they just pick up on things? We'll try one. Let's see. Send me money. Not working yet. All right. School districts across America are on highlight alert today as uniform threats warning of shootings and violence reportedly circulating on TikTok. One of the posts refers to a threat to school safety for every school in the USA, even elementary. Today, according to the message sent out by the Surry County School District, North Carolina, but the district said that while we do not believe the threat to be credible, we are closely monitoring the situation. The Department of Homeland Twitter, Homeland Security, that is, posted on Twitter today that, quote, it is aware of public reporting that suggests possible threats to schools December 17, 2021. Yet DHS does not have any information indicating any specific credible threats to schools, but recommends communities remain alert. In Maryland, Baltimore County Public Schools tweeted that it is aware of anonymous threat posted on TikTok targeting all schools in the United States. Although law enforcement agencies have investigated this threat, determined that it originated in Arizona and is not credible. In Wisconsin, the Wasuki School District sent a letter to parents asking, quote, asking you to discuss this with your children, while the nearby Hamilton School District canceled classes today, this according to Fox 6 in Milwaukee, quote, we take all threats seriously and any threat against the school or district will be disciplined to the greatest extent possible, up to and including expulsion from school. That's what the message read. If you or your child hears of any specific threat to our district, we ask that you please report it immediately. Meanwhile, in Central Florida, the Citrus County School District reported yesterday that it was inundated with parent calls this morning asking about these latest threats and their validity. All right. The far-left Democrat mayor of San Francisco, London Breed. Dum-da-dum. London Breed. Doesn't that sound like a name of a racehorse? Sorry, mayor. Anyways, finally admitted that the radical anti-police narrative being pushed by herself and her own party members, quote, has destroyed our city. Like with many other Democrat-run cities across America, crime in San Francisco skyrocketing when the city's leadership slashed the police department's budget. Last year, Mayor Breed jumped on the defund the police bandwagon after the death of George Floyd. She proposed $120 million in cuts to police budgets over 2 years. And after a brutal crime wave followed, she's now suddenly getting on the whatever that is, it's a dirty word, that has destroyed our city. Last Tuesday, Breed launched an emergency police intervention. Ooh, that'll take care of it, won't it? In San Francisco's high-crime Tenderloin neighborhood over rampant drug use and related gun violence. Yeah, you know, sometimes action is stronger than words there, Mayor Breed. But you go ahead and have your little interventions. You know, isn't that something they do when somebody drinks too much or something like that? A German cardinal, no, it's not a bird, a German cardinal has claimed that George Soros and Bill Gates are creating a global surveillance state. Gerhard Ludwig Mueller said the current global chaos is being used by the super rich to, quote, snatch an opportunity to bring people in line. In an interview with Austria's St. Boniface Institute, the high-ranking judge at the Vatican Court said that total control is now being implemented across the globe. Do you ever wake up or, you know, lay in bed or whatever, driving your car, and think, you know, I believe that person's right. Yeah. Total control now being implemented across the globe. That's all it takes, right? Look at California Newsom. Look at New York. And Newsom's latest, my goodness. Mask here, mask there, mask everywhere. That might be a good song. Anyway, Mueller said a global surveillance state would be ushered in with the help of Soros and Gates. And in case you don't know it, listener, George Soros is one of the reasons California's having a crime problem, because he put the guys in, you know, the district attorneys. He put in all the money to get them elected, and they are following his wishes, all right? Put it that way. And Gates, I wish they would close the gates, if you want to know the truth. The major U.S. media, including Fox News and the conservative blogosphere, are apparently completely ignoring this news from Japan. Google and DuckDuckGo, by the way, DuckDuckGo, that's your best search engine there, I just want you to know, their searches reveal only little-known websites, many with the ideological bent picking up the news, which means that few will see it if many will believe it. Japan's health ministry has listed inflammation of the heart muscle and of the outer lining of the heart in younger males as possible serious side effects of Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines. You got it? Inflammation of the heart muscle and the outer lining of the heart in younger males. Serious side effects, Moderna, Pfizer, COVID vaccines. The ministry held a panel of experts and proposed warning of the risk by printing serious side effects on the documents that are attached to these vaccines. It will also require hospitals to report in detail incidents involving people who develop the symptom within 28 days after being vaccinated, according to the law. By the way, that plan was approved by the panel, and the ministry will see what they can do about it. Former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, says that it's only a miracle could lead to President Joe Biden's harsher stance on the aggressive from Russia and China. She appeared on an episode of Fox News' America Report, where she was asked by host Sandra Smith if Biden would stand up and show Putin strength amid the growing fear over the possible Russia invasion of the Ukraine. I mean, not unless a miracle happens. He hasn't shown any strength since the entire time he's been in the presidency. That's what Nikki Haley said. Hey, a reminder that Judd Garrett is coming up next, and another excellent article, The Science of Fear.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's, at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. It's a fantastic place to celebrate the holidays. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with our 10-foot Christmas tree. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our incredible pizza, and our incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown in from Italy. Angelo's and Vinci's is the perfect spot for your holiday dinner or party. Get your shopping done for everyone by purchasing holiday gift certificates. Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313. Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the network, and having a little trouble there reaching Judd Garrett. You know what I'm going to do just for, well, I'll do it in a moment here. Well, no, I'll see if I can do it right now because got to get him on, boy. You know, he had two of them, and the first one, True to Form, that's the article he did just before this one, The Science of Fear. And True to Form was all about Jesse Smollett, okay? What I'm going to do is go to my world-famous listing under G because to see if I have a cell phone backup number, you know. Hey, Chuck, why didn't you put it on the list before? Well, because we never, ever, ever have a problem, all right? Never, ever have a problem. Never, never. And like right now, my thing doesn't want to open up. Wow. Oh, there it goes. Okay, let me see here. No, of course not. Of course not. Okay. No, I don't have a backup on that, so. Well, let me see. I'll get rid of that. Okay. And I'll go to another one here as I am killing time. Nope, that's the also. Wow, that's a kind of weird there, Chucky. Yes. And don't worry, folks, I talk to myself quite a bit, just recently for some reason. I don't know exactly what that would, the reason that is. All righty. Well, apparently, no, I do not have a backup number, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, his website, okay, is objectivityistheobjective.com. And as I said before, his latest, The Science of Fear, which is right on, and I won't even get into that unless I have to after the bottom of the hour, is right there 100%. Wait until you hear of that. True to Form is the one that he did before, and he was talking about how the former Empire actor Jussie Smollett was convicted by a Chicago jury, you know, on 5 felony charges for staging a fake hate crime attack on himself nearly 3 years ago. I bet if I robbed a bank the following Monday, they would have me in court. You know what I mean? Anyway, 3 years ago. And sadly, as Judd says, false accusations of racism have become almost commonplace in America because people understand that our society gives victims of racism social credit and status. Right? Right. And these types of false accusations are very easy to make because most people knee-jerk accept them without much proof or evidence. Smollett was trying to use his victimization status to propel his career to a higher level. The first major hate crime hoax occurred back in 1987, all right, when 15-year-old Twana Brawley falsely accused white police officers of a hate crime and a rape. And the Reverend Al Sharpton exploited her false accusation to elevate himself onto the national stage as a spokesman on race. And by the way, as Judd Garrett says, 35 years later, he still has not stepped down. All right. So I mistyped his phone number, maybe. Yes, okay. Judd Garrett, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Did you know I wasn't sweating one bit because I just knew it was going to work out. Did I miss a number, or is that what it was? Gave him the wrong number?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. And, of course, we're not going to talk about it on the air because you would be inundated with all of those Charger fans that said, I bet it was your fault, Judd. Absolutely. I was just touching on The Science of Fear because I said, you know, I'm not even going to get into his brand new one, True to Form, not yet, because, boy, that is right up my alley. That is 100% the way I feel, and I want to thank you on this. The Science of Fear, all right? We got a break coming up here in like 20 seconds, so why don't we just start fresh right on the other side, okay, And the game last night with the Chiefs and the Chargers didn't upset you one way or the other, did it, by any chance?
It did, man. I just got disappointed that the head coach kept going for it on fourth down and they kept missing. So just kick the field goals and they win the game.
Yeah, they would have had 9 extra points, I think it is, if they would have just kicked the field goal. And there you go. Some coaches don't know what they're doing, and I'm not talking about Vegas, okay? There we go. We're going to be right back, and we're going to get into this excellent article, The Science of Fear, Judd Garrett. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Be right back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's.
Excuse me?
Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Excuse me?
Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you.
Excuse me?
What's going on?
I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, even my little sister.
Now, that's nice. Now, what are you hoping for? A bike?
Yep.
Clothes?
Okay.
A soccer ball.
Muy excelente. But you know what I really want? I want to be with my mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and even my little sister. And going over to Columbo's.
Great steaks, the freshest fish, Columbo's Italian family specialties, they just treat you right.
And meatballs and spaghetti, super yum yum.
Columbo's, right any season, but especially this time of the year. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you.
Mangia bene and buon Natale. Can we leave a meatball out for Santa?
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, and we're going to talk about the science of fear. And I'll tell you, listener, rules for radicals, okay? The Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. And the perfect example is this excellent report, The Science of Fear, from Judd Garrett. Go ahead and get into this, would you, Judd? This is, I'm with you 100% on this one.
Yeah, I mean, after we had those devastating tornadoes in the Midwest last week, I mean, Joe Biden comes out and he basically blamed the tornado activity on climate change and, and people like Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo, who's very much a climate activist, you know, he came out and said, this is what climate catastrophe looks like. And basically all they're doing is they're choosing one specific event and trying to capitalize on the devastation and the death that that caused to push their climate agenda. You know, one event does not prove anything as far as, you know, climate or anything else. So those are all anecdotal incidences. They're not proof of anything, but yet they're trying to use that and exploit that because people are very, you know, devastated by what happened.
Yeah, winning political points, as you say, and relying on fear. And other weather events, they take advantage of that too. Just recently out in Texas, remember the big freezing thing there? That's when even their windmills wouldn't work.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing is, you know, they only use the events that support their climate change agenda. So they'll, you know, they'll try to take advantage of a tornado or a hurricane or a wildfire and say that's proof of climate change. But when we had the bad freezing in Texas last year, where there was the polar vortex that hit the Midwest a couple of years ago, and anybody tried to point to that and say, well, that's proof there isn't climate change, they lash back at you and say, well, that's weather, that's not climate. But they don't use that same criteria when they're exploiting a tornado or a hurricane.
You know, I go back, Judd, and I've brought this up many times, and I don't think I've ever mentioned it to you, but I remember, and we made a big deal about it, you know, on this show. They used to have, there'll be a global warming meeting at 5:30, you know, and this would be on the East Coast, right, and blah, blah, blah. And then they'd have a big sign up, you know, due to the snow or the blizzard, the global warming meeting has been postponed until next week. And, pardon me, and people, you know, said, don't you realize how stupid that is? You're canceling the global warming meeting because of the freezing temperatures. And so then that's when they really went to the word climate change. See, they've got rid of global warming in their category, almost probably 80% of it now. You don't hear global warming, but now it's climate change, climate change, climate change. And, you know, basically, listener, and Judd and I know this, it happens about four times a year if you're in the right section of the United States. I think seasons.
That's their manipulation of language. They do it on this issue, but they do it on all issues. And you know, your example, I thought of the example of that ship that went down to study, how the ice was melting in the Antarctic, and it ended up getting stuck in the ice for weeks on end. He couldn't get out. So, they tried to prove there was global warming or climate change, and they ended up proving that there wasn't.
Yeah, up there to study the melting ice. Please rescue us. We're frozen in. Oh, boy. But, you know, and still the dummies, you know, I hate to call people dummies because they're misinformed, but, you know, they don't catch on. It seems to me that probably, and I'm just guessing, 40% of America doesn't catch on when things like that happen. You know, yeah, we're studying the frozen ice up here. The melting ice, I'm sorry, yes. And what happened? Oh, our boat is stuck. Yeah, and, you know, they don't hear about it, or they just ignore it and say, well, that's one in a million. No, that's the whole damn thing right there.
Well, yeah, the problem is that there are people who don't see it, and I think they're not paying attention. They're too busy with their own jobs and taking care of their family. The ones that are infuriating are the ones that are paying attention, but like you said, completely ignore, you know, contrary evidence that's shown all the time.
Yeah, you know, people like me that report on it and people like you who report on it and write on it, yeah, you know, we really get into it, and it kind of upsets us. But you're right, you know, people that are more interested in watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, whichever the case might be, or... No, well, I won't go there. I'm just getting ready to go into all the different sexual identifications now. We don't have a five-hour show, so forget that. But you say science is measured, science is unemotional, science is dispassionate.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. I mean, you got to take fear, you got to take emotion out of your decision-making process. You have to look at the facts and the evidence, and you can't just look at the fact that someone's house was taken away by a tornado or someone died. Obviously, those are devastating, and your heart goes out to those people. But just because you fear that or you feel emotion towards those people doesn't mean that you knee-jerk your scientific decisions, you know, based on that emotion.
Let's get into the history of, let's see, what are we going to do? Hurricanes, the history of hurricanes, to show you how they are completely lopsided on this whole report.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you actually look at the numbers, you know, and the people on the left and the climate change activists love to, you know, exploit, you know, a hurricane when it hits the mainland United States and causes damage and flooding. They like to exploit those events. But if you actually look at the numbers, over the last 160 years, the number of hurricanes that have hit the United States has been decreasing, not increasing. And actually, as we've been using more fossil fuels and the, you know, internal combustion engine has become more prominent in our lives, as that has increased, the number of hurricanes that have hit the United States has decreased. In the last half of the 19th century, there was 97 hurricanes that hit mainland United States. Mm-hmm. In the last half of the 20th century, there was only 72. So that's a 25 decrease in the number of hurricanes, you know, over the course of those time spans. So every time they exploit a hurricane and the damage caused by a hurricane as proof of climate change, when you actually look at the raw numbers, it doesn't add up. And obviously they're just trying to exploit the fear and the emotion of the whole event and not the actual fact.
And, you know, you and I talked about this before. For example, probably the worst hurricane that hit, I think, what was it, Galveston, Texas? Was that the city?
Yes, Galveston.
Galveston, okay. But, see, I hear them all the time saying, oh, this is the biggest tornadoes we've had, the biggest hurricanes, the most we've ever had. And I think when I first heard it, Judd, I'm thinking, you know, the guy is the narrator. He's being very nice. He's not correcting his guest, you know. And I'm remembering, you know, and like this statistic you have about how, you know, there were no such things as hurricanes prior to the invention of the internal combustion engine in 1860. You know, it's like, are they being too nice to them and they just don't put them on the carpet? Or do you think maybe there's a lot of people in the business, you know, news business, that go along with this, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, so to speak?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the news business, you know, they no longer are hiding their politics. Their politics are out on their sleeve, and they're going along with it. They're going to let these people, you know, propagandize these events, you know, to push their left-wing agendas. And that's the shame of the whole thing, is that, mm-hmm. we need a media that, you know, that is, you know, open-minded and that's fair and balanced in order to get the facts out there.
Well, you say we're continually told that carbon dioxide that is released from burning fossil fuel is polluting our planet. You want to give them some statistics on that?
Yeah, I mean, carbon dioxide is considered a trace element, which means it's 0.04% of the Earth's atmosphere. There's barely any of it in the atmosphere, and most of it that's in the atmosphere is being used by the plants to help them grow. But yet they're telling us that this is the biggest pollutant, you know, in our atmosphere. And you would think it'd be like 20% or 30% or whatever. It's 0.04%. Nitrogen makes up 78% of our atmosphere. Oxygen makes up about 21%. But carbon dioxide, which is a trace element, is the biggest threat that our planet faces. It doesn't logically add up.
Yeah. Hey, the next time you do a, you know, real serious interview, mine are not considered that serious sometimes. But anyway, bring up somebody's going to, you know, challenge you. Just say, oh, and by the way, I have found out where the 0.04% carbon dioxide is coming from. You have? Yeah. We are pretty sure it's from the UFOs that have been identified now. And just say, what are you doing about the UFOs, Mr. Biden? You know, they got to be spreading something, because look how fast they go. My goodness. See what they do with that, right? Because they can no longer say, well, there's no such thing as UFOs. Unfortunately, the government let that out, I guess. But, well, fortunately, they did, yes. Let's get into COVID-19. The worst virus threat that humanity has faced in the last 100 years has come from government bureaucrats' manipulation of science.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, and Dr. Fauci is the one that comes to mind, but we have these arrogant scientific government bureaucrats who thought that they could actually manipulate a deadly pathogen like COVID, and they could actually control it. And it escaped from the lab, as all the evidence points to. And we've spent the last almost 2 years trying to control this thing with every possible measure, and we can't. So it just shows you the arrogance that a lot of these you know, government scientists have. And you know, I brought up, you know, the whole Frankenstein. Yeah. That was the point of the Frankenstein novel, was that this scientist created this Frankenstein monster thinking that he could control it, but he escaped and ended up causing a lot of devastation. And it's the same thing that happened with COVID.
Yeah. Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein. That's funny. As soon as I saw that, I said, oh, talk about science going bad. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I brag about you all the time, and not all the time on the air, but to a lot of people. And I say, man, I love the way this guy writes. Perfect examples, you know. So here we got the tornadoes and the hurricanes that they use to scare people, basically so the government can take more power. And Judd says, more money from the people. They use emotion, not scientific fact. And once again, here's old Dr. Fossey, you know, very little actual scientific evidence. But boy, I'll tell you, he knows everything about everything, I guess, right? I wonder if he can predict sports scores. That would be interesting. Put him on the spot. And the reason I keep bringing this up, in case you didn't know, listener, Judd Garrett didn't really give a big chance there to let you know, though, you know, but was on the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl championship game, played for, what was it, 6 years, I think? I don't have it in front of me, but anyway, very involved in sports and also trying to give you information that makes sense. And the way you write it, it's absolutely, I mean, you know, a fifth grader could figure this out once they read your articles. You say, surprisingly, how the death count stopped after Joe Biden took office, even though the number of infections and deaths have not decreased under his watch. But it's this thing about there's no story here, I guess, right? Nothing to see, move on, no story, no headlines. They're ignoring giving you the report on a lot of things that they were when Trump was in office.
Yeah, I mean, during the whole, you know, year Trump was in office under COVID, you know, every news website that I would open up, you know, you would see blaring right at you how many people died, how many people have been infected. I mean, you saw that number 3, 4, 5 times a day, and now that Joe Biden's president, they stopped doing it, and it's not like the amount of infections or deaths has gone down where you don't even need to keep track of it. There have been more deaths and more infections under Joe Biden than Trump, but they don't show it anymore because the people on the left can't exploit the fear. And to me, it reminded me a lot of what happened with Iraq and Afghanistan, those wars. When Bush was the president, you saw how many casualties and how many deaths on a daily basis from those two wars. And then when Obama took over, they stopped showing that. And yeah. You know, one thing people don't realize is that there were more soldiers killed in Afghanistan under Obama than under Bush. But that information is kept from the people because, you know, the media doesn't want you to know that.
Yep, absolutely. You know, take advantage. Yes. All right. We're going to be back, wrap things up here in just a little bit with Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. His website, objectivityisTheObjective.com. ObjectivityisTheObjective.com. Be right back.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, author of No Wind, available at Amazon. And once again, the website, check it out, objectivityistheobjective.com. Heck of a lot better than reading the newspaper. Hey, when Donald Trump heralded his hydroxychloroquine, remember? Oh, this is great, this is great. You know, it's like ivermectin, you know. Oh, we don't want you to take that. Why? Well, it doesn't cost too much, I guess, you know. They always have, you know, don't do it the way that seems to be successful, but let's do it the Democrat way, apparently. What was it we going to talk
about? They criticized Trump because they said, you know, he was just using, you know, anecdotal cases as proof that, you know, the medicine worked. And there is a point to that. I mean, you'd like to have the medication fully tested.
Right.
But yet, the same people who criticize Trump, they're the ones that use one hurricane or tornado to prove their positions, or they use the death of George Floyd to say that all police departments are systemically racist. So they use anecdotal events all the time to prove their position, but they never let the people on the other side, you know, do the same thing. And to me, we need to be, you know, if we're going to look at things scientifically, then we need to look at everything scientifically. We can't pick and choose based on how it benefits us, you know, when we can use anecdotes and when we have to look at things scientifically.
You know, and Judd, I believe in the last couple of days, I don't have in front of me, but they are now creating a Climate Change Department. And there are a few Republicans looking into that, like, what? You just think all of a sudden you can come up and have a brand new, you know, something or whatever. And I'm sure they're going to have some woke personality, you know, that's going to run that too, right? So that'll be interesting. Climate Change Department reports, yes, that you will all put in more money so that we can send out more money to take care of climate change to people that are exempt from it, like China, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all they're coming from their Marxist ideology, and they want to create this department so they can use it, not so much to do anything with climate, but use it to, you know, redistribute wealth and take more power from the people. I mean, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's who they are. And so every time, you know, if you say something like that, they're creating a new department. That's all what it's designed for, is to push their Marxist agenda.
You know, and listener Judd Garrett points it out perfectly. The big problem here is that they have ammunition that works against you, and it's called emotion. You know, it's very emotional, you know, when people are being killed by hurricanes, earthquakes. I don't know about earthquakes. You know, they don't really hit on that too much. I guess at one time they thought California might be, you know, immune to climate change when it came to an earthquake, but it's amazing they don't use that. But anything
well,
that's...
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah. I've heard people use, you know, climate change and saying the climate change is causing earthquakes, and I didn't put that example in my article, but that has been done by some climate activists.
All right. Had to happen, didn't it? Because, <Yeah. laughs> you know, I'm in one of those seasons out here in California. You know, we have the rain season, the fire season, the earthquake season. So, I can't remember what the other one is. But anyway, that's seasoning that goes on food. Okay. Hey, yeah. Judd, apologize for last weekend. Had a lot of technical problems going on here, and we didn't get to talk to you last week. So glad we made it this week, and we got to go. Judd Garrett, don't forget, objectivity is the objective.com. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I had fun.
All right. Selwyn Duke is right around the corner.
Are you tired of your favorite talk?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's see when next we meet, an encore with Andrew Art Arthur, Center for Immigration Studies, talking about the increasing numbers of Haitians headed to the U.S. by sea. And let's see, the second hour, it's going to be William J. Federer, author of the bestseller, America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations. Right now, want to bring on the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for New American, and Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. He appears on many television and radio programs. His website, SelwynDuke.com. And now, here's the Duke. Oh, yes. You can tell there, Selwyn Duke, ready and able to go. And enough of that. Once a real lead singer comes on, we just kind of fade it down because, you know, it was the beginning that got their attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was the girl who killed the gorilla, right? Remember, was that what he said? It wasn't. Anyway, I'm trying to think of the world famous saying. It was. I think he did say it was a girl. Yeah, the girl that killed the beast. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right now we got.
Well.
people right now saying, kill the host, kill the host. Okay, sorry. How you doing, sir? Yeah.
Not bad, not bad, Chuck, and I hope you're well. Yeah, I heard that introduction. William J. Federer. Do I need to use a middle initial? You know, I've noticed that sometimes the writers like William F. Buckley, they use that middle initial. Maybe I'd be more popular if I threw that in there. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it would be Selwyn A. G. Duke. Always
yeah.
good. Always good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, it's L. It's L, but I'll let you guess as to what that stands for.
Selwyn
yeah.
L. Duke. I know what it stands for. Never late to get on a show.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I it in L, and I said, nope, you only get one letter in the middle. Okay. I don't know what mine would be. Talks too much, interrupts. Yeah, that would be it. Chuck I. Wilder. Chuck interrupting Wilder. See? Chokes me up, yes. Hey, I got to tell you something. On this designed ignorance that we're going to talk about, oh, boy, I'll tell you. I love that photo you had on that one. So, listener, if you go to SelwynDuke.com and you check out this one, Designed Ignorance, you'll see a photo. He always has a photo on all of his, and I never put them on my sheet that I use in the studio. And why is that? Because when you copy photos, it takes too much ink.
Mm, that's right. That's right. It really does. And that costs a lot of money. It's amazing what they charge for that printer ink.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy three Christmas gifts just for, you know, printing one picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That whole thing is a scam. It really is. It has to be. It's so overpriced. I don't think there's a more overpriced item out there than printer ink. You know what I'm saying?
You know, they have told me, you know, and I'm not going to mention the I may, but it right now skips my mind, and I go there all the time. But anyway, Staples, thank you. All right. See, my mind's talking to me, Selwyn. Anyway, I've had quite a few people there tell me, you know, you can buy a computer now, you know, a lot cheaper than it was, you know, when they first came out, of course. That's the way it is with everything, except your first wife. But anyway, you know, they say, yeah, you know, we make the money on the ink. That's it. It's like, you know, you get hooked on marijuana, you get hooked on the computer, and you get hooked on printing pictures, and next thing you know, you're running out of money.
That's like drinks at a restaurant, right? You pay $16 for the meal and $5 for a drink.
Yeah, yeah, right. And then they have happy hour, you know, and you say, where did all my money go? You spent it during the happy hour.
When you were too happy to know what was going on?
Yeah, usually, yeah. So the whole thing, to show you how Selwyn and I are so wise on all these subjects, that this first one that we're going to talk about has to do with education today. Dun-da-dun. And I'm telling you, though, it's when I saw the video in this one, right, I was thinking, my God, just take the line on top and the line on bottom and multiply. You know, I watched the whole damn thing. Pardon my English there. I watched the whole damn figamajig there. I didn't mean to say thing because that was a great movie also. But anyway, how in the world could any teacher get that carried away? But I'm going to let you talk about this so they'll know what we're talking about. I think I just skipped to page 3, didn't I?
Yeah, that's okay. A little preview is always good. Yeah, well, we know, Chuck, that education has moved so far left that in many cases it's even left liberals, and as I put it in my piece, in shock. And more people the last couple of years have been waking up as to actually what's going on with their kids' education because, of course, we've had this distance learning because of COVID, so parents now have been able to watch their kids' lessons and they see the indoctrination. And we talk mostly about indoctrination, and, of course, that's the worst aspect of it. But the teaching itself has been degraded, the teaching of math, the teaching of English. I mean, we have something that they've called inventive spelling or creative spelling, for instance, where children can spell words in any way they want, and you're not supposed to correct them. And really, I think that's disastrous because spelling, like everything else, Chuck, if you don't learn it when you're young, often you never really master it. I had a friend who was in that boat, brilliant man, but he wasn't a good speller, and I attributed that to the fact that when he was a kid, it just wasn't stressed the way it should have been.
It also but anyway, messes up with the definition, right, of a word. You know, if they all of a sudden they say you can spell it any way you want to, it messes up with what the word really means. And, you know, the most, I think, the perfect example in the English language, and I just happen to have Mr. Duke who can correct me here, but is the word to. You know, because I've heard that, you know, English is the hardest language to learn, which I don't believe. I think I think Apache is, because I try to learn that.
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, that's a long story in my case, but anyway, she was a lovely squaw, let me put it that way.
okay, I'm not going to ask about that show. This is a family show.
But the word, they say that, you know, if you're from China or if you're from Mexico, the English word to, all right? Two, that's the word.
Yeah.
There are, what, three or four different ways that that you can spell two with three or four different, you know, meanings, like T-W-O,
right.
T-O-O, T-O, T-O-E. Wait, Chuck, that's toe. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying, though? Words, you should
Absolutely.
Know how to spell them the right way, and they should, you know, it, like you just said, here they are now coming up with so many different meanings for the same word.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely unbelievable. And anyway, so this article in question is about how there was this letter posted to a Mensa forum from a liberal mother who was aghast at what was going on in her New Jersey school. And this letter came to us courtesy of Bruce Dietrich Price, who's this writer who specializes in analyzing our
guest,
K-12.
By the way, many times a guest on this show. I just want you to know that.
Really?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have him all the time. He's Saving K-12. That's the name of his book, I think. Yeah,
that's what he specializes in. So anyway, he presented the letter, and here it is. I'll read it to you unless you don't want me to, because I think the letter speaks for itself. And this woman was responding to an article that Price had written. So she began, "I read your article and couldn't agree more. I have lived it with my twins for the last 13 years. I nearly cried when we moved from a New York City public school to a school district in an affluent part of New Jersey, only to find out they had the same mind-numbing constructivist math program, TERC, T-E-R-C, everyday math, etc. As someone who loved math in school, I couldn't believe how much I hated and was confused by their math homework. There were many tears and much throwing of pencils across the room. At one point, I think around sixth grade, every single one of my son's friends was being privately tutored, every single one. Which made me think the school system shouldn't really have any bragging rights if their math scores are presentable, since they are more a reflection of parents who can afford tutors, not an excellent program. This issue was apparently raised shortly before we moved here and shot down by the school board. Every time I have raised the issue, I have been told, in other words, about the new teaching paradigm, everyone loves it. Why they are so married to this abysmal program is a mystery to me. I personally think it's an abomination. I do believe it's a follow-the-money situation. All that expensive retraining, quote-unquote, of experienced math teachers so they can teach the Egyptian lattice method. That's what you were referring to at the opening, Chuck, that confusing math method. And, quote, don't get me started on whole word reading. So ridiculous. I recall being stupefied when we were told not to correct misspellings because that would damage the children's confidence and that somehow they would magically learn the correct spelling on their own. Seriously? My twins are now seniors in high school and doing well in spite of, in my opinion, not because of their horrific foundation. I ended up doing flashcards and phonics at home. I pulled my kids out for 1 year to homeschool them when I realized my son still couldn't add after third grade. The idea of kids learning from other kids who are equally clueless is just so insane, and I want my kids to be well-educated world citizens. But I did think it was a bit odd when they were studying Africa in the second and third grade at their New York City school before they had even learned anything about their own country. I don't think this should have anything to do with political leanings. On most issues, I'm usually progressive slash liberal, but would happily align myself with anyone who thinks our educational system needs some common sense injected into it. People need to stop worrying about offending their side and speak the truth as they see it. It is the kids who are suffering needlessly, and our entire country will pay the price for a poorly educated populace, unquote. So the letter, Chuck, mostly speaks for itself, as I said in my article, but there are a couple of things that we could add that we should note. First of all, if you're having to privately tutor your kids, the mother mentioned that at one point all of her son's friends were being privately tutored. Well, that's a bit like if you have to hire private security, right? What does it tell you? It tells you that, in many cases anyway, the government isn't doing the job it's paid to do via our taxes. And so then the people essentially must pay for the same service twice, right?
Right.
That's what it tells us. And most Americans, of course, or at least poor ones, can't afford to do this. And that's why these newfangled, degraded teaching paradigms, teaching models, Chuck, actually hurt poor kids most. You see, that's one of the dirty little secrets here. All these leftists in education like to say, oh, well, you know, we care about the downtrodden. Or today they like to say, kids of color, because of white privilege, they're not learning the way they should. But they are the ones who are instituting standards that are hurting those very kids, because those kids can't afford the private schools. They can't afford the tutors. They are stuck in the government schools, you know? And also, the mother who wrote that letter was correct about money largely lying at the heart of this, Chuck, because I can tell you that there's a lot of money to be made in peddling these new teaching models. What happens is you have entities that come along that teach the teachers. You know, they're recruited right by school systems, and there are millions of dollars in this. I mean, if you want to talk, for instance, about things such as critical race theory, well, you have someone named Glenn Singleton who heads up, I think it's the Pacific Educational Group, if I remember correctly.
All right, so
he makes oodles of money, yeah. He's peddling his
money. We'll get into that guy that makes oodles of money when we return, if you'd like. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and his website, SelwynDuke.com, SelwynDuke.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the keyword update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk, too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his website, selwynduke.com, and talking about designed ignorance in our schools. And I'll tell you, Selwyn, wouldn't you imagine that, have you got any reaction, let me put it this way, on the video where the school teacher is doing the multiplication? Has anyone said I totally agree with it or even come close to that decision or that, yeah, I guess you would.
No, I haven't really heard that. I mean, a lady friend of mine said that she understood it, but she agreed that it's not the kind of thing that should be taught to children in place of normal multiplication methods.
Yeah, if you're trying to launch a rocket, it might work at NASA. My goodness.
No, it is unbelievable. And, of course, Chuck, I'm not going to ask you to explain that Egyptian method on the air, because I think that would be pretty hard to do. People just have to watch the video.
Oh, yeah.
But I was talking before the break about how part of this is money, because there's millions of dollars in peddling all of these, quote, new ideas to school systems. If you just are espousing old timeless truths, and of course truths by definition are timeless, that was a redundancy, there's no money in that, because that's been around for a long time. But if you come along and you say to people, oh, I have this new teaching paradigm, and the kids are going to learn so much better, and you know, your kids are faltering academically, which they are, unfortunately, in the United States, but with this new method, oh, things will be better. You can make a lot of money. And I mentioned Glenn Singleton, the head of the Pacific Educational Group. Mm-hmm. He peddles critical race theory nonsense to school systems, and you should see the money the school systems have paid his organization, his business. I'm talking millions of dollars, school systems all over the country. I mean, talk about a racket just to peddle pure and utter.
Is he hooked up with, the attorney general's daughter-in-law's husband?
No, I think that was a different fellow.
CRT also,
No, there are a lot of people who are feeding from this trough. I mean, let's be very clear about it. And then, of course, why does it appeal to so many people, so many teachers and administrators? Because, you know, it's that old thing, as I always stress, if you're disconnected from truth, from what is absolutely true and eternal and unchanging, you tend to go with the fashions. You tend to be what I call a chronological chauvinist, where you think that everything that's current or supposedly new somehow has to be better. Now, of course, understand that a lot of things that people think are new aren't really. As G.K. Chesterton put it once, 9 out of 10 of what we call new ideas are simply old mistakes. And that's true. But these people, like I said, are chronological chauvinists. They might subscribe to something that I could call now-ism. You know, everything that's now is better. And they're just people who are intellectually bankrupt. But, you know, the bottom line is this, okay? How do you really improve education? Okay, I don't have this in the article, but I want to get into that right now. Okay, I've got a little story here first, a personal story. My best friend, who unfortunately suffered an untimely death, used to be, during one part of his life, Chuck, a school teacher. He taught in New York City in the public schools in dangerous neighborhoods where kids sometimes even had been shot. He had this one kid, for instance, This was, I think, in high school. He also taught earlier grades, though. This kid was extremely overweight, had been shot multiple times on one occasion, and survived, I guess, because of his stature. And he had come to believe that he was immune to bullets. Just a little story there. But anyway, so I think when he was teaching middle school, my friend, he was teaching English, and he did not adhere to the teaching model that the school wanted him to. He applied his own methods, which were common sense oriented. And you know something? His class surpassed all the other classes in the standardized tests. But guess what? Yeah. The school axed him anyway, because he wasn't adhering to their politically correct teaching paradigms. And that gives you some insight into what's going on. Now, I know we're coming up on a break, but how do you really improve education? Well, here's the first thing you have to realize. All this talk about new teaching paradigms and methods, that's all nonsense. That's not what we need. The first thing we need is discipline and obedience within the schools. Now, why is that important? I know obedience is a dirty word today, but it's important for a simple reason. How can someone learn from you, Chuck, if he's not first willing to listen to you? Mm. Listening precedes learning. So the first thing you must do is secure discipline and obedience. Then you can teach. Without that, yep, all is for naught. And the schools today, I know we're coming up on a break, basically are zoos. I mean, they are just wild kingdoms where the kids run wild.
See? Yep. And that picture ties in with what you just said. How are they going to learn if they're asleep? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, exactly. Perfect. You have the most perfect pictures just before every story. His name is Selwyn Duke, and it's selwynduke.com, and we'll be right back.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway.
Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, selwynduke.com. Pardon me. Were you going to do this thing here about the trouble is too many of our modern schools? Is it the state being controlled so specifically by the few? And I wanted to bring up and ask you a question real quick. It may tie in with part of this. A couple of days ago, Selwyn, maybe 3 days ago, I saw a thing where one of these Congress critters, and of course it's a Democrat, or the Biden administration itself, has come up with where they're now talking about, you know, this is another more money thing, but boy, this is great. Free kindergarten for all of the school children before they get into first grade, okay? He wants to set that up. And the bottom line on that is there's always a reason behind it. And if they do that, right, give every kid in America automatic free kindergarten classes. I don't even know how many years that is, maybe one or two. You would probably know. But this is a way they eliminate the kids going to private school and especially religious schools.
Yeah. And they have more of an opportunity to indoctrinate them, of course.
Yes,
but
right.
Listen, I want to pick up on what I said before the break because that is the crux of the matter. I want everyone to understand it. Discipline and obedience are prerequisites for learning. If you do not secure those things in school, all else is for naught. Forget about it. The issue is not a lack of technology. We heard about that for many years, right? Oh, well, you know, the kids need computers, internet access. That's all nonsense. What does technology allow you to do? Internet access allows you to access all the information that's out there, but guess what? You can't teach kids all the information in the world. All you can do is teach them a minuscule percentage of it. You don't need high technology for that. Or they'll say, well, we need new teaching methods. That's all nonsense. Or we need newer school buildings. That's all nonsense. You know what all these things are? They're dodges. They're dodges that people use to avoid dealing with the real issues. And again, the real issue is that unless you first establish discipline and obedience, well, you can't teach children. And of course, it's difficult for people to do that. The teachers have been disempowered, and they're lacking in character anyway. So they can't really enforce discipline. So instead, they use these dodges to try to make excuses, make them think that they have some hope or will do this, do that. It's like misdirection and magic. But what I also wanted to say is that we also need to have virtue in schools, virtue training. Understand that that should be our guide. And let me tell you something about obedience and discipline. You'll find this amusing. I mentioned my friend earlier, Chuck, who used to teach in the New York City public schools. Well, in one of the schools, they had a couple of African teachers there. Now, these were more traditional fellows, actually from Africa. and they were working here in New York City in a black neighborhood, right? Well, these Africans were aghast at what was going on. And talking about discipline, well, one of the African teachers said to my friend once, and I'm going to feign his African accent, but they were talking about being late to school. He said, "John, in my country, if you're late for school, the teacher beats you. Then when you go home, your father beats you again. Believe me, John, you will never be late again." So, you know, look, I know that a lot of people don't like the way that sounds, but however you enforce discipline, you've got to enforce discipline, okay?
Let me ask you this, Owen.
Not just a carrot.
See, you perked my attention again. Yeah. I know you're a young fellow, but when you went to school, did they ever use a paddle?
You know, that already was passé when I passed through the New York City public schools, and unfortunately, I'm not that young, but...
I went through the system where yes, they had the paddle, okay, it definitely gets your attention. You know what I mean? And I was always impressed when the girls.
That was never used on you, though, right?
Huh?
That was never used on you. You were an angel, right?
Oh no, I had the express line. Yeah, believe me. But I was always impressed with the girls. You know. Like, why in the world, at my age, even I was thinking, you know, that was my young age, and I'm thinking, you know, you shouldn't spank girls, for some reason, but they would put on two pairs of Levi's, you know, whenever they'd go and get their little paddle whip, and usually it was like three or whatever, but the thing that really upset me was when I had a basketball coach that had a paddle, okay. Yeah, and that was like, you know, this guy has got to be, you know, one or two notches off. Won a lot of trophies, but for a basketball coach carrying a paddle around, I don't know. That was just something else.
Well, you know, Chuck, I had a paddle ball coach who had a paddle.
A paddle boat? that almost went right over my head there, and I would have had a new part. Are you going
to
be in the movies?
I'll leave it to the audience to decide whether or not I was serious with that comment. You know?
Yeah, I know. Did you get your G.K. Chesterton, The Trouble, Too Many Modern Schools?
I'll read that if you'd like. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know you did one of his, and he's your guy, you know, G.K.
Yeah.
That's your middle initials. I just figured it out. Selwyn G.K. Duke.
Yeah, look at that. No, I didn't know if you wanted this because some hosts don't like too much reading on their shows. They say, "Oh, what are you reading all the time? Can't you give us anything original?" But anyway,
I do want to get to Spielberg's politically correct West Side Story. I'll just give you a heads up on that, okay?
Okay. Chesterton wrote this in 1910 in his book, What's Wrong with the World? Now, you tell me, audience, if this sounds dated. Quote, "The trouble in too many of our modern schools is that the state, being controlled so specially by the few, allows cranks and experiments to go straight to the schoolroom when they have never passed through the parliament, the public house, the private house, the church, or the marketplace. Obviously, it ought to be the oldest things that are taught to the youngest people, the assured and experienced truths that are put first to the baby. But in a school today, the baby has to submit to a system that is younger than himself. The flopping infant of four actually has more experience and has weathered the world longer than the dogma to which he is made to submit. Many a school boasts of having the last ideas in education when it has not even the first idea. For the first idea is that even innocence, divine as it is, may learn something from experience." Boy, he knew how to write, huh?
He did, you know, and I think about it all the time. Anytime I hear his name, I think, Selwyn Duke, that's his guy. I don't quote anyone but myself because all of a sudden it's like, what were you trying to think of? And then it comes back to me. See, you understand how that works? I can't remember. And then, you know, 4 hours later, driving down the road or something, oh, yeah, Betsy Lou, now I remember.
Well, you know something, Chuck? Mark Twain said that. You know what he said? Mark Twain said, "A good answer is the one you think of later."
Really? You know, I had heard that before. Yeah, very good. Let's talk about how in the world could a West Side Story And Steven Spielberg's name, it is Steven, yeah, Steven Spielberg, connected to a West Side Story flop with an audience. I mean, what went wrong there? Well, let's get into that one, shall we? Unless you wanted to do another one, because I'm always ready. I got NATO and conquering Europe, and I got, what was this other one here? New York, the least free state, rebelling against mask mandates.
Yeah,
I'm rebelling against that constantly. I'm constantly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right now I'm trying to get a mask exemption. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And anyway, so yeah, let's do this one, West Side Story. So okay. Spielberg made this movie. He doesn't call it a remake. Most people do. He says it's a reimagining. But anyway, you could call it Woke Side Story. Because, as I put it in my piece, Chuck, there's woke, there's really woke, there's uber woke, and then there's this. Get a load of this. When you don't include subtitles for a movie's Spanish dialogue, because why? You don't want to give, quote, English the power over the Spanish. That's what Spielberg said. I'm not kidding you. You can't make this stuff up. So anyway, he just recently released this West Side Story remake, and as we know, we had the original film in 1961, which has become legendary in its own way. And anyway, it didn't do well its opening weekend. It only made about $10.5 million, and that's really considered not too good, especially since the movie cost $300 million to produce. And anyway, it's gotten very good reviews. Of course, the professional reviewers, quote-unquote, they love it, but even that has not improved or did not help its debut this past weekend. So anyway, left-wing outlets are rationalizing as to why it failed in this way, and maybe some of their reasons are somewhat legitimate. For instance, they pointed out that it's Christmas season, and that's true, and they're saying that it aims at an adult demo, and people like that who are older, they don't necessarily rush out for an opening weekend the way younger people do, and I'm sure that's true to some extent. And then, of course, they also blamed, wait for it, COVID-19, of course, right? That's the excuse for every problem
nowadays.
Let me
ask you this. I don't see it in the report, I don't think, but did you know how long the story was that he did, how long the running is?
Oh, no, I don't know that. That's a good question.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's like, Titanic, you know, go to the restroom twice before you sit down to watch it, put it that way. And then there's all that running water, and, well, I don't want to get into it because I may lose a listener. You know what I mean? They may have to get up and leave. Anyway, I'm just curious about that. But a $100 million budget, and it costs, what did you say, $300 to make it?
$300 million.
$300 million.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, my mistake. It cost $100 million to make it, but what they're saying is, these are the estimates, that it has to generate $300 million globally to break even in its theatrical run. That's what they're saying. So they're saying it has a tough road to hoe here. Right, and maybe it blew it, who knows. But, you know, the whole thing is this. When you're talking about a musical, you're really aiming at an older audience. I don't think it's too many very young people who are going to be interested. And when you make something that's so politically correct like this, you may alienate a lot of those folks. And as I put it in my piece, you know, the left-wing outlets that are trying to rationalize why the movie did so poorly this past weekend ignore the 600-pound gorilla in the middle of the theater, which is that fact that the movie may be to some extent a bit of a woke joke. And like I said, unbelievably, Spielberg said that he wouldn't have subtitles for the Spanish dialogue. And he said, quote, "This is out of respect for the inclusivity of our intentions to hire a totally Latinx," he used that word, "cast to play the Sharks boys and girls."
Latinx.
And then he explained further, "If I subtitled the Spanish, I'd simply be doubling down on the English and giving English the power over the Spanish.
Wow.
This was not going to happen in this film. I needed to respect the language enough not to subtitle it." Well, you know, it's funny because, as I pointed out in my piece, Chuck, if you respect the language, then answer me this. Why would you use the term Latinx? It's Latino normally because, Listen, Latinos in general do not like that term. According to a poll, only 2% of them use it. Almost half find it offensive, and quite frankly, I think a higher percentage than that scoff at it. It's ridiculous. And where does it come from? You have these white liberals who originated the term, and now they're the ones who always talk about white privilege and this white colonial mentality, oh, bearing the white man's burden. What are they doing here? I mean, they're telling these minorities, you're too stupid to know what's good for you. You're too stupid to know how your language should be formulated or altered. So we're going to help you out down from our ivory towers. We're going to shower you with our wisdom. Oh, isn't that generous of them? So you'd respect Spanish, which is a gendered language. That's what it is. It's a gendered language if you adhered to its norms. You don't respect it by degendering it. And not only that, Chuck, are you respecting your own country by ignoring what is, in fact, its de facto language of the land? And English is. That is our de facto language, not in law, but in reality. I'm sorry, you want to say something?
I got to throw this in, Selwyn. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you think that they thought about the fact about all of Biden's open borders where they didn't have to worry about any subtitles?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That. It's true.
Yeah, because all of a sudden they might bring that up. Oh, you're prejudiced. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead. I just had to kind of think, you know, there's a lot of people that sit down in there and know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah. Now, let me just point out, I quoted some YouTube commenters here in my article who made comments under some videos pertaining to Spielberg's movie, because you often find some of the best commentary coming from so-called average Americans. One person pointed out, if Spielberg, quote, thinks that translating Spanish to English is a bit colonial, then he should remind himself how the Spanish language arrived to South America in the first place. Ouch. It's true. I mean, it's a European language just like English. So give it up. Get over yourself, left-wingers. I mean, come on, enough is enough. It's Miller time, my friends.
Another
YouTube commenter added, quote, Spielberg got it backwards. By not having subtitles, you're actually signaling that what the Spanish speakers are saying is so unimportant that the audience doesn't need to understand it. And that's another good point, another very, very good point. And I know we're coming up on a break.
Well,
but,
you know what we're coming up on, it's not Miller time. It's we're coming up on break time. But but Miller time, in my opinion, is a hell of a lot better than break time. But then if you talk about all the money you make on break time, forget about Miller time unless it's a happy hour. And apparently today turned out to be the happy hour, kind of. You know what I'm saying, Selwyn? See how I can waste up so much time exactly perfect right there for the music? I don't know how I do it.
Quintessential
amazes
profession.
Me. Yes. All right. Selwyn Duke. And it's selwynduke.com. We'll be right back.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor. I look like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com, and talking about Spielberg's politically correct West Side Story flops with the audiences. And continue, please, Selwyn. I keep interrupting you here with
No. So, anyway, we were talking about how politically correct the creation of this movie was. And the screenwriter is someone named Tony Kushner, who's a very, very left-wing fellow himself. And for his history, he's, as Andrea Widberg, the commentator, put it, a hard-left playwright who worked with Spielberg on Munich, a pro-Palestinian movie. But here's the whole thing. When you look at the creation of this new West Side Story, okay, well, who were consulted? Well, we had, for instance, a consultant for the movie, this Virginia Sanchez Coral, a professor emerita of Puerto Rican and Latino studies at Brooklyn College. Okay, she was a historical consultant. And then we also understand that Spielberg and Kushner, that far-left screenwriter, they also met with students and faculty at the University of Puerto Rico. Why, Chuck? Well, they wanted to hear what they had to say about how the film should deal with the difficult subject matter about a Puerto Rican gang facing off against a white American gang, right? Well, here's what I have to say about this. If you're interested in the perspective of poor Puerto Ricans living on the mean streets of New York City, why would you consult rich Puerto Ricans living 1,600 miles away in Puerto Rico? Remember, you're going here to the University of Puerto Rico, so you're probably dealing with the upper classes in Puerto Rico. What are they going to know about the reality in question? Not only that, even if you consulted Puerto Ricans in New York City today, you're not exactly going to get the perspective in question, because to do that, you'd have to go back in time to the 1950s and get the perspective of Puerto Ricans living back then in New York City. Now, I'm pointing this out because the idea here that the left wingers are putting forth, Chuck, is that only people whose ethnicity or race or culture or whatever, only the ones where those things are congruent with the situation can understand that situation. That's the idea in question, okay? And that's why it's nonsense, because often you can never really get that perspective. And what it overlooks, Chuck, is that the most important thing is truth. You always want to look for truth. Truth is what unites. Why? Because, like I always point out, truth is not relative. Truth, by definition, is universal, absolute, unchanging. It's eternal, okay? That is the thing that can bind us all together, and that is the thing that you want to look for when you create anything, when you create a curriculum, a movie, whatever. If something reflects truth, it's going to be worthwhile. So anyway, I know that we're coming up on the end of the show, but I'll just say about this movie, look, it may be well done in many ways. I'm sure the cinematography is good, but Spielberg is a good director. Unfortunately, he's poisoning his works with political correctness, and that means they're off the table for me.
Yeah, and you know, you put in here, maybe it's more likely Spielberg's using a woke spill to get what his money alone can't buy. Acceptance is, very good, you know. Wrong skin color. Boy, I'll tell you. Hey, sounding good today, Mr. Duke, as usual. A little better, even. It sounds like you're doing voice exercises or you got some new equipment, you know what I mean? So there he is.
You could be right.
I know the answer. It's both. Yes. Hey, thank you very much, and I look forward. By the way, Selwyn's going to be here Thursday next week instead of Friday. Thursday, so write it down in your garage somewhere or wherever you make your private notes there. Right. Is that music still going?
It is.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it. Something weird. Hey, thank you, Selwyn, again. I appreciate it very
much.
God bless. All right. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you, Suede. And God bless the United States of America.